T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 501 on The Fan. Hour 4 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit at 6 o'clock. Mike Francesa will come your way. Pete Hoffman in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yesterday, we went down memory lane by listening to the Sterling home run call for Xavier Nady, the immortal Colin Curtis. Who could forget Colin Curtis? G-Man Choi, Curtis Granderson, and Xavier Nady. Which five do we hear today? Pete, let's do it, baby. The Sterling Five.
I think Hasekawa was the other guy yesterday. He said Nady twice.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Kyle Higashioka.
Higashioka, right.
You know, the home run stroker.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's lead off with a former Met and Yankee, better known as a Met, I think, but better known for his original team he was on.
Robin Ventura.
I mean, yeah, I guess I gave that away.
Wow, right out of the gate. All right, let's hear Robin Ventura's home run call.
Rapke deal, swung on, there it goes to deep right. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone in the upper deck. Oh, what a shot. Robin becomes Batman and hits one away over the football press box into the upper deck. It's another Yankees home run, and the Yanks have a 2-0 lead.
Robin becomes Batman. You almost see that coming when someone's name is Robin.
Right.
Robin, I always think, and I shouldn't because who cares, when Ventura came back to Shea Stadium against the Mets as a Yankee and actually hit the game-winning home run against the Mets against, I forget the obscure pitcher he hit it against, but he hit it against somebody as a Yankee, but yeah, he's probably more of a Chicago White Sox than anything. And who knows, Joe, he may be most known as the guy who was beat up by Nolan Ryan.
It's certainly a big part of it, yes.
Big part of his legacy.
And the Grand Slams.
Yeah, he was amazing at the Grand Slams, including the Grand Slam single, of course.
No doubt.
And he also in the record books for having a Grand Slam in each of a doubleheader.
Yeah, against the Brewers.
Right. With the Mets.
Yeah, he was amazing for whatever reason with the bases loaded. Had a hell of a career, and we had him on last month. So you can go to our archives at radio.com. You can hear Joe and I talk to Robin Ventura. He was a very interesting interview. Player number two.
All right, since that was so easy, let's go a little harder here. I think when the Yankees acquired this guy to trade, most Yankee fans thought it was a sneaky trade and that they thought that this guy was going to be a big player for them for some reason. But an odd injury kind of screwed up his career.
So he wasn't really a star. It was kind of an under-the-radar
move. So he's more known for the team he got traded to from the Yankees to?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Or I think he's with his current team now, actually, more.
Oh, he's still playing?
Yes.
Okay. So he's current playing, played for the Yankees. Yankee fans thought he'd be good. Then he got hurt. Okay. Give us another one.
He was with the Yankees for maybe 5 months.
Oh, short period of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
This last hint will give you, he only hit one home run with the Yankees.
Too. Oh, you know what? I was about to guess somebody, but as soon as you said only one home run, it's definitely not him. I was thinking Edwin Encarnacion.
No.
He's still around.
He was involved with a three-team trade.
Was he good?
No.
Oh, you know what? I think I figured it out. It was recent, right? Because he's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense based on your hints. When the Yankees acquired him, I think we both said, yeah, good ball player. Got hurt. They ended up trading him. Brandon Drury.
Correct.
Judge and Drury.
Here we go.
All right.
Swung on and drilled to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His first Yankee home run, a two-run blast to left center. Aaron's the judge, but Brandon's the jury. He hits a two-run blast to left center, and the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
Shame wow. He could only use that once.
That was the only one for him, huh?
That's amazing. He only hit one home run for the Yankees.
Right.
Because when Cashman acquired him, it was, I think Koff actually described that well. It was a good move. And then his Yankee career didn't go anywhere. They traded him to the Blue Jays. Was he in the J-Hap trade?
Yes, he was. Yes.
That was okay. So they sent him in the J-Hap trade.
Yeah, but didn't Andujar come up too? And that's why there was no reason to have Drury around.
Yeah, Andujar and Glaber eventually come up, and they just didn't have room for him. Yeah, that's what ended up happening to him. All right, player number three.
Okay. This guy, I think I had to describe as someone who was in the right place but the wrong time. One of his teams he went to a World Series with, played on a bunch of different teams, but just never had a chance to win the ring.
All right.
Was he good?
Not for nothing, but I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he could, I think he had a great career.
Really? Huh.
But he's not really known as a Yankee, right?
No, but he had a fantastic playoff run with them 1 year.
Fantastic playoff run with him. Mm. Give us one other team he played for.
And he never won a World Series.
Never won a World Series. I always thought when he was there was a year where I think that he should have been on the Mets. I think they could have signed him, and they chose not to. And then he went to the rivals in Philadelphia.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He's got a lot of records, by the way.
Raul Ibanez.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
All right.
That'll be an 0-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Raul Ibanez just hit a tying two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. A Hollywood drama. Raul Ibanez hits a game-tying two-run home run. How many times can he do it? Raul, so cool. And the Yankees have tied the game at 4.
Raul, so cool.
I don't know if that was the moment, but when I think of Raul Ibanez as a Yankee, because obviously he was with the Mariners for a while, the Phillies,
a lot of teams.
I think of him pinch hitting for A-Rod. I mean, that's the thing that really jumps out at me, that because I was at that game. And I remember the reason I was at that game, Joe, is because StubHub prices just fell
flat. Is that the game against the Orioles?
It was the game against the Orioles. Yeah, it was game. Was it the Orioles? I don't even remember now.
Yeah, the clinching game against them, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. 2012 against the Orioles, but it wasn't the clinching game. Remember, it was game 4, I think. He pinch hit for A-Rod.
Game three.
Okay. Pinch hits for A-Rod in the ninth inning. It's a game tying home run, and then into the game winning home run a few innings later. But that series, for whatever reason, people just didn't want to go. I don't know if it was the Yankees, had this run and people were just not going to playoff games. They're waiting for the LCS. I'm not sure what was happening, but I ended up going to that game and sat in great seats for like $35.
Wasn't that an afternoon game?
Game 5 was an afternoon game.
Okay.
You're thinking of, the game 5 clincher that CC pitched was an afternoon game. I ended up going to that too because like an hour and a half before the game, I would see these prices and I said, why the hell not? I'm watching the game anyway. And so I went with my dad that night. I remember calling him up saying, would you want to go to a Yankee playoff game? And he's like, how much is it? I said, it's $30-$35 a ticket.
Your father was running to a Yankee playoff game?
How did you get running to a Yankee playoff game?
Can't imagine your father going to, even like for a moment thinking, I'm going to a Yankee playoff.
You know what it was? It's a night out and a chance to bond with his son.
You'd rather be doing somebody's taxes.
Game.
Wouldn't you rather be doing somebody's taxes?
I know.
Going to Yankee playoff game?
Look, he's not sitting there rooting for the Yankees, but he's a baseball fan.
No, I understand it. I get it.
So we ended up going to that game, and when Ibanez came out to pinch hit, we were just stunned. Because at this moment, pinch hitting for A-Rod was crazy. And then the fact that he came through and hit a two-run home run was nuts. And then he goes out and hits the game-winning home run two innings later. And then, yeah, they won the series in Game 5. The only thing I remember about Game 5, Joe, is that the place was half empty for the first five innings of the game.
Right, right.
And CC pitched a hell of a game. And then they beat the Orioles. And what is most known about that run is what happened in Game 1 of the ALCS, which is that's when Derek Jeter got hurt.
Right against the Tigers.
Yeah. And that was the series. I mean, that injury, that was it. They were done.
Right.
But yeah, Bañez was great.
So was Jeter pretty much after that.
Really. No, you're right. The Yankees were done, and Derek Jeter's career is effectively over.
Right.
100% right.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Bañez, he's in the book. There's always a record for everything. So he's the only player, the first player to hit two home runs in a postseason game that he did not start. First player to hit three home runs in the ninth inning or later of a postseason. Oldest player to hit a walk-off home run, and oldest player to hit two home runs in a postseason.
So they're basically from the same moment.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're all from the same thing.
He had a great playoffs.
No, he did. I almost was thinking, was he not, so he wasn't on the 2008 Phillies. He joined the Phillies
2009,
the year after.
And he missed that 2001 Seattle Mariners team.
The
Royals. And then he was on the 2014 Royals team before he retired.
Yeah, but who cares that he was on the 0-1 Mariners? So you could be a big loser. You win 116 games and get knocked out in the ALCS. Big deal. All right, Raul is very cool. What's next?
Okay, so this current Yankee was drafted by the Tigers in 07, did not sign with them, then drafted in 09 by the Cubs and came up as a Cub in 2011. Three-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover.
Wow. On the Cubbies?
And he's a current Yankee now?
Current Yankee now. He did not get the awards with the Cubs, no.
Gold Glover.
Cubs. On the team now, too. That's what's also confusing. He's on the Yankees right now?
Currently on the Yankees, yes.
It is confusing.
And he was on the... He came up with the Cubs?
Came up with the Cubs. Played 1 year with the Cubs.
I got no idea.
Well, that's why I'm making it difficult.
It's very difficult.
Be easy.
Came up with the Cubs, 1 year with the Cubs, but this guy's got gold gloves with the Yankees.
Does he have one with the
Yankees? I think you're screwing this up.
No,
You're right about this?
I am right about this.
And he's on the Yankees now?
He's on the Yankees now. I don't know if he has a gold glove with the Yankees now.
But he won gold gloves with the Cubs.
Is he a good player?
He did not win gold gloves with the Cubs. He came up with the Cubs.
Okay.
Played one season with the Cubs. Great.
He's great. And is he a young player?
Yeah. Not a young player. He's a middle-aged player.
I'm thinking of a guy based on your description, and I have to admit, I don't remember this guy coming up with the Chicago Cubs. So that's why it may be a guess, or maybe I'm right, and I just can't remember that the guy came up with the Cubs. But you seem to be describing DJ LeMahieu.
You got it right.
I don't remember him with the Cubs.
He played like 60 either. Games. Okay. 60 at bats.
But you never mentioned the Rockies.
Well,
that
would give it away.
All right, DJ, go deep, baby.
Here's LeMahieu. He drives one to deep right. Back goes Soler on the track at the wall, and it is gone. DJ LeMahieu, David John makes long gone. LeMahieu and Tuchman go back to back, belly to belly.
What's that? What's the theme music behind it? Did you hear that?
I have no idea what that was. That was the clip that we had.
That's great.
There is theme music there.
I thought I was watching Major League, and they had the theme music behind all the great moments. I got to tell you, man, I'm even surprised, and I'm looking it up. You're right, obviously. Came up with the Cubs in 2011. I have no recollection, Joe, of DJ LeMahieu as a Cub.
Definitely not.
But he was a hell of a player with the Rockies, and he did not win a gold glove last year with the Yankees, so you're right about that.
Right, and he could have been MVP, too.
Think about DJ. You got me thinking for a second. You know, we've talked so much about Mookie Betts as a free agent. Let's say there's no baseball this year. DJ LeMahieu goes into free agency coming off a 100 RBI, 330 MVP caliber season.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do in an 80-game season. He may be great. He may not be great. I don't know. But he's coming off the best year of his career, even in a career where he won a batting title. This year was better than even the year that he had when he won the batting title because he hit for all that power that he had. And, of course, hit that great home run that's now forgotten about because Jose Altuve got buzzed. The fifth and final guy today, Pete.
All right. So this guy is known as a Yankee. He came up with the Yankees and played in 518 games to begin his career, which is a record.
What do you mean a record? In a row?
500 to start a career, to start in the MLB, 518 games consecutive is a record.
Interesting. And he did that with the Yankees, a little Iron Man streak.
With the Yankees, yes. Two-time All-Star, World Series champ.
Boy, that's interesting.
Hideki Matsui.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
Hideki Matsui played in all those games to start his career. It's pretty impressive.
And then the injury.
Gorilla by Godzilla.
Yeah, and the injury that got him out was the with the wrist injury.
Yeah, yeah. Thriller by Godzilla. You're right. One of the all-time classics. Let's hear it.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on. Hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Hideki Matsui does it again. The second game this weekend, he has two homers in the ballgame. A thriller by Godzilla. Oh, the sayonara kid rounds third, heads home, and the Yankees take an 8-4 lead.
There you go. One of the sterling classics.
Hideki really is.
Matsui, who should have won Rookie of the Year, even though he didn't that year. Angel Barroa was the guy that won the Rookie of the Year instead of him. Yeah, one of the all-timers. He was hurt because they said, he played in Japan. That's basically the major leagues.
Of course.
All right, good job, Hoff. Robin Ventura, Brandon Drury, Raul Ibanez, DJ LeMahieu, and, of course, one of the legends, a thriller by Godzilla. We'll get your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. And I actually watched over the last couple of days, and it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would, a little bit of the early days of the Subway Series. You know, the real early days when it was still special. A couple of thoughts about those games. We'll get to your calls. But Ingo and Roberts here on The Fan until 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.